Hi, I'm Renee Walton, president of Moms Making Money. Welcome to my monthly column, Everyday Life. Today we're going to talk about the five misconceptions about the work-at-home mom. With me is Vivian, founder of Moms Making Money.
Hello. How is everybody else doing this evening?
Well, as you can tell, we're a little goofy.
Because it is evening.
Yes, it's evening. It's almost 9 o'clock. Our kids are almost asleep, and we're exhausted, but we wanted to share this with you. This is the first entry into our new column called Everyday Life, and we're going to talk about the five misconceptions. The reason why I picked this one up first, Vivian, is because this is kind of dear to my heart. When I first decided to stay home with my son, I did not know that I was going to be embarking on such an incredible journey. When I told my boss and everyone that I was going to be leaving and starting my own home-based business, everyone was in shock and kept telling me that, you know, this wouldn't work out very well and I should stay with the company.
Right. Renee, how old was your son when you did that?
You know what? He was probably about 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. So it was just when he was born.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of made the decision when we were in the hospital. I think I'll stay home and try some of my ideas out.
Because one of my favorite quotes of doing those Moms Making Money profiles is Emily White. She started a company called the Baby Shower People, and she left her job, and I guess her child was, I don't know, a year, maybe 2 years, I'm not sure, I don't remember, or she had a couple of kids by then. And she was, basically she said that she didn't realize how hard she would have to work once she decided to stay at home.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like, yes, because, you know, one of the common misconceptions of just being a mom is that, you know, we're sitting at home doing our nails and doing and eating bonbons.
Yeah, and the money will just roll in. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No, you'll work harder than you've ever worked in your life. Because, believe it, you're the CEO all the way down to the janitor.
I'm not a good janitor.
Yeah. Well, I'm a pretty good CEO, so I'll just keep that. I'll keep that one for me.
Yes.
So anyways, I really had to look at my own personal character. A lot of people don't know this about me, but I'm very sensitive. And when things are said to me, I absorb them almost like a sponge. And when I was going through this, I heard a lot of different I call it baloney crap, you know, about what they thought, you know, I was doing at home. And they, I mean, you know, my own family,
mm-hmm.
my own friends, former coworkers, neighbors, people at the grocery store. Oh, you're home? Oh, well, that must be nice. I'm like, well, actually it is, but I'm very busy. Can we move the line along a little bit?
No time to sit and chat.
Yeah, so it's like really inaccurate, perceptions of what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, that's why I wanted to do this one the very first, to kind of get that out there. Now, it's not the typical misconceptions you might think. So as we go along, we'll discuss them.
Okay.
I'm going to count down, starting with number five.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, it's not just five misconceptions. There's probably 500,000 misconceptions. But I picked the top five that really resonate with me. Now, the first one that I hear a lot is, you get out of bed when you feel like it.
No mom could possibly say that. No parent could possibly say that.
That's the first clue that you know that they do not have children. Because I don't care if you have children. I don't care. I don't care if you got up at 1 p.m. It's not the time that you feel like getting up.
I actually have a confession. I got up at 8:30 today. Very late for me.
Very late.
You know what? I pulled the baby in bed with me and got him to sleep an extra hour, and it was still a bad time to get up. I was just like, why? You know, when I got up at 8:30 to help get my other son ready for school and everything.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, like what my son's sleepless night. Some nights he'll, you know, sleep straight through the night. Other nights he's up, he's not tired, or he's had a bad dream, or he's not feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I have business deadlines, projects that I'm working on that I haven't finished.
Podcasts.
Phone calls to make, podcasts that I'm forced to participate in. I have to return my business emails. Sometimes you don't get to them all the time because you're still making dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
All these different things that you have to do, homework, housework, playtime, a shower. shower. All these different things that you have to do during the day. And it's like as soon as the sun just maybe looks like it's going to peek through, I'm already thinking about all those things that I have to do.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't really think that I get out of bed when I feel like it. I don't think that I'm living the life of Riley over here. I'm trying to run a business and, you know, take care of my family at the same time. And I'll be honest with you, I get up earlier now than I did that when I was working a corporate position. And I get less sleep. What about you?
Oh, I get a lot less sleep. I never had a corporate position, so I actually always had the luxury of sleeping in as late as I wanted.
Well, this must be
until
a shock for you.
I know. Yes, it is. I was on the phone with a friend of mine this morning, and he was telling me he got up. I called him at like 9:30, 10, and he was like, "You just woke me up." I'm like, "What? Did what?" He said, "I got up at 6 in the morning, and I did my spinning class, and I just thought, oh, what the hell," and went home and went back to sleep. I'm like, I remember those days. I used to be able to get up at 6, go biking on the beach, feel absolutely fabulous about myself, and climb back into bed. It's like, oh, it was so nice back then.
Oh.
Not my life now.
No, it's definitely not your life now. I almost want to have a T-shirt that, you know, they really do have the better end of the deal these days.
Mm.
Okay, number 4. Let's see if you've heard of this one.
Okay.
You begin your work day whenever you decide to.
Sorry, I just laugh at that too.
Yeah, well,
and for me, it's not even just the kids. For whatever I just, whatever you decide to, it's like it's whenever these stupid computers decide they're going to work.
Exactly, exactly. There's so much other stuff going on. How can you possibly start your job when you decide to? You know, it really comes from your family schedule. You know, how your kids are feeling that day. You know, whether or not your husband's home that day. Because I don't know if that makes a difference with you with Dan, but when Ed is home,
mm-hmm.
it's very hard for me to get to the computer and do what I need to do.
Oh, yeah, when Dan's at home, when he's working at home, I basically it's a write-off for me.
Yeah,
and he
yeah.
always says we'll work out something, but it never. It's the only thing we work out is that I don't get to get on the computer, and we have to. He just
yeah.
doesn't like me working in his vicinity. He insists that the laptop be up in the office, which is next to the desktop.
Oh, well, my husband's a go person. He'll say we're just going for 20 minutes, we'll be back, you'll be home in plenty of time to finish your work, and the next thing you know, we're coming back, and it's 9 o'clock at night.
Hmm.
So, no, sometimes I don't get to start whenever I decide to. I have to say most times, really.
Mm.
And sometimes I don't get to decide at all.
I do hear of moms starting those having those schedules. I know somebody who says 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock, whatever it is, from 10 to 12 is her work time, and everybody has to respect that.
Oh, Viv, I have a schedule. I have a schedule, too. And for the most part, I do try to stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, it's not – I don't think it's when I decide to. Even when I put my schedule together, it's still around my family schedule.
Right, of course.
You know, it's when my son is not going to preschool or, you know, before he goes or after he goes. You know, it's always family first.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I think that's what's missing there. I don't just get up and be like, well, I think I'll, you know, swim in the pool for a little bit and then I'll start around 2, stop around 3, you know, it
right.
doesn't work like that.
I get that too. I get an intense pressure to try and do stuff in the morning because I have to pick up my older son at 1 o'clock.
See, exactly.
So, and then, I mean, for me, it's a little more willy-nilly because I have the baby. But, you know, lately I've been able to get the baby asleep or, you know, napping by 10, assuming he doesn't wake up at 9:30. I mean, 8:30. That was just a disaster for me today. You know, and I can get a couple hours in the morning and then, you know, try to get a couple in the evening.
See, there you go.
Yeah, so
I'm going to say that that's a misconception. I think
that's
you will agree to. Yeah. Okay, number 3. You work in your pajamas. I do have that luxury. No, mm-hmm. I do have that luxury. Sometimes I really do. And matter of fact, I just went. I don't even know if I can mention the store, but I went to the store, and they had a sale on jammies. Oscar de la Renta jammies. You know, the velour and the what was it, velour and what's that other one that keeps you really warm?
Fleece?
Okay, maybe it's fleece. Thermal, that is, thermal.
Oh, thermal, okay. Yeah,
it was velour and thermal. Got sale because I kept thinking, oh, on these cold winter days, I'm going to be in front of the computer. I want to be snuggly. Yeah. So, yes, I do sometimes have that luxury. That's more closer to the truth than any of them. But did you know that the average work-at-home mom finds herself running errands most of the day?
Really?
Yeah. I think it's because, now, since you didn't work, you know, your 9-to-5, but I think a lot of it is because when we had our 9-to-5, we struggled to get everything, you know, kind of fitted around our 9-to-5.
Yeah, I did have a job sometimes. I remember that. It was
hard. Oh, you do have a job.
I really never understood how people got things done. I'm like, when do you go to the supermarket?
Yeah. Well, I remember when I was working my job, I used to, on my lunch break, I would run to the cleaners. Sometimes I did the grocery shopping on my lunch break.
Yeah.
And get everything back in the house, in the refrigerator, and back to my desk.
Oh, my God, that is ambitious.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's me. But, yeah, so I don't see that a lot of work-at-home moms stay in pajamas all the time.
A friend of mine took her kid to school in her pajamas the other day.
Oh, my goodness.
She said she was very happy. It was the first day of car line. She was a little worried as she left that it wouldn't be, and she'd have to get out of the car.
Oh, my goodness. throwing that theory right out.
It was a rough morning for her. She had to hurry back. She said it was just a really bad morning between the baby and the preschooler.
Yeah, all work-at-home moms have that luxury.
Mm-hmm.
But do we do it every day?
Certainly
not. Heck no. No, we have too much going on. Yes. You know, you got to go to the park. You got to go to the store. You got to do your play date. You know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I joke about that, but that's definitely not the norm.
No, that is not the norm. And then plus, I think the Federal Express guy's caught me in my pajamas a couple times, you know, and opened the door. And I think I'm giving him that idea that I'm in pajamas all day. But it's like, really, my day was so busy that I didn't have time to go get dressed.
Right.
So it's still on my list of things to do.
Well, that was going to be my point about this friend of mine who went to drop her kid off at school in her pajamas. It's not that she just hasn't bothered getting dressed. She didn't have the time.
Yeah.
You know, she's running around doing so much stuff, trying to get her work done in the morning, cranking out things. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, my God, look what time it is. I got to take the kid to school.
Oh, see? And she's lucky because she could drop hers off. See, I was running late today, still in my pajamas, and I am in a parent participation preschool.
That's where you first went wrong.
Yeah, that was my first mistake.
Actually, I looked for one of those. I was like, I'm going to be so involved in the school. I want to go up, yada, yada, yada. You know, we never found one, and now I'm a little bit glad.
Oh, they have them all out here, and they're very affordable, and that's why I went with it. But now I know why it's so affordable. You're doing everything.
Yeah.
So it's like a big, huge play date. So I couldn't go in my pajamas. I haven't seen anybody, luckily, walking around in their pajamas. So I think this is going to be a myth. Okay? Number two.
I like this one.
You like it? You are your own boss, and you don't have to work as hard.
It's a lot easier being CFO, CEO, CFO, comptroller, secretary, assistant. Oh, wait, we haven't even addressed the house.
Cafeteria.
So much easier.
Daycare. You're going to do all that. Yeah, so, yeah, I hear that more than any of them.
Really?
Yeah, I get
yeah,
a lot
I mean,
of
I'd agree with you.
Like, why are you so tired, you know? Because, you know, you're home, you're your own boss, you work when you want. If it's too hard, don't do it.
And you're like, well, with that attitude, I wouldn't be working at all.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't think they get the gist of what's going on here, you know. So I might, you know, we can, you know, balance our business very easily, ha, 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 as I laugh. But
yeah.
A lot, you know, I just think about I went someplace every day before I decided to work at home. I went someplace every day, you know, 5 days a week, and I worked. I didn't clean that office. Someone cleaned that office.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually went to the cafeteria where the meals were prepared. Okay?
Lunch is horrible.
Yeah. So then I would come home, okay, a separate place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where I relaxed, you know, and made my meals and kicked up my heels. Now I'm doing both in the same place.
Right.
You know, and it's like, you know, when you think about it, it's like you're combining your two separate jobs
into one great big
into one. Yeah.
Muddly mess.
Yeah. And you're working two jobs at the same time. But there, you know, other people are telling you you're not working as hard.
Yeah. Yeah. That is annoying.
Yeah. And plus, like I say, anyone who doesn't, you know, have a home-based business, they don't know how hard it is, you know, because you have to advertise and all this other stuff. Oh, my goodness, it's just, it's very, very hard. You have to be very dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say you would work harder, because I remember when I was at my corporate position, if I goofed off that day,
yeah,
I still got paid.
Yeah, I always get annoyed with my husband because he'll leave the house. He'd be tired or not feeling well, and you know, so what? So he doesn't do like his hardest at work. You know, he goes around with some of the other guys, and he'll come home. And you're like, yeah, it wasn't really a productive day. I didn't do a lot. And I'm just like, God, I wish I had one of those days. I wish
yeah.
I had the opportunity to do something. But there's always
yeah.
a huge to-do list. And, you know, on top of that, you know, on top of the fact that you're your own boss and you know that you have to do, you know, things on your to-do list are always there. And if they don't get done, you know, your paycheck is directly affected. But you've also got the kids screaming at you. And God knows they do not respect the fact whether you're tired.
They don't understand that at all. It isn't, it's not even
matter of fact, or maybe they do understand it and they just exploit it. I think they do.
That could be. It could be a conspiracy.
That was my day today. It started the second I got up at 8:30.
It went all the way until 8:30 tonight.
It did. My three and a half year old just killed me.
Oh my goodness.
Mm.
Well, okay, so we know that that is a myth then. If you are your own boss, you're going to work harder than you've ever worked.
Yeah, that's a huge myth.
Yeah, for any other company. And like I say, people that say that to me obviously do not have their own boss.
Yeah, I mean, there are certain benefits. You know, once in a while, you do have certain luxuries. Like you can say, you know what, today I'm going to go to the beach, and you know nobody
well,
else.
Sure, that's why we do it.
Right, which is exactly why you're doing.
But
the
flexibility.
On the whole,
yeah,
on the whole, you do have to work a lot harder. The hours are a lot longer because you're
yes,
making up for that day. You're not going to go to the beach. You know, you're going to spend, you know, 11 o'clock at night working.
Yes, and you also got to remember that you don't have teams of people.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take care of things.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have to run your company, advertise your company, finance your company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that takes a lot of time. I don't know about work. No, we're not out busting rocks, but it takes a lot of time and a lot of brain power.
Certainly does.
Yeah. Okay, you ready for the number one? I bet you can't guess what it is.
What is it?
Now, someone said this to me in Target. Okay.
Oh, no.
If you can walk away from your outside job, you must have a lot of money stashed away.
You know what the response is? Only if I was smart.
I like you didn't notice I was standing in Target, right? Oh, my gosh. That's just such baloney. I don't even know where to start.
I would be absolutely stunned if somebody said that to me.
Oh, I've had it said quite a few times, and boldly, I must admit. So this is my payback to them, you know. I felt like whipping out my checkbook and saying, "Here, check this out, and tell me what you think." So she asked me, you know, why if you don't have any money, why do it? Why don't you just go get a job? You know.
Yeah. Well.
And I'm like, I have a job.
What those days at the beach?
Yeah, work from home. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to be flexible so you can be there for your family. That's what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what Moms Making Money is all about. You know.
Yeah.
You know, our family is first, and we want to be flexible and be there for them. We want to watch our kids grow up, even though they are running us into the ground. From time
today's
to
probably
time,
not a good
know,
day
like
for this.
Day. Yeah. Some days, you know, are harder than others, but this is what we want it to do. And it's always a personal choice, you know.
I always equate it to, I think on one of my blogs I equated it to being able to take my older one to a arts and crafts class.
Mm-hmm.
But even little things, I do enjoy picking him up from school every day. You know, it's just nice and
it's
fun
so
and we
nice.
Hang out and he plays and it's just really sweet and I wouldn't
you
miss
know.
That for anything.
Yeah, see, it's been blazing hot out here. And it finally cooled off, and I just took my son to the park, and we went to the library and just hung out. And I'm like, I wouldn't be able to do this, you know, and this is why, you know. So if you're confused between a work-at-home mom and a stay-at-home mom, let me help you with this. Okay.
Of course, now we'll probably get our lines bombarded with stay-at-home mom things.
We won't.
I work very hard.
No, they certainly do.
Listen.
No, we won't. Because they both work very hard. Very hard. Okay? And don't get thank yous, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the home-based entrepreneur, that's the work-at-home mom, will always wish to generate a monetary profit for her effort.
Well said. I like that.
Okay. That's the difference. That's mm-hmm. the difference. And that's the only difference.
Yeah.
That's the only difference. We're still, all of us are stay-at-home moms to begin with.
Yeah.
And then you add the work-at-home mom because you're like, you know, I think I want to generate a little income while I'm at home. How am I going to balance this? Well, that's when you come to Moms Making Money, and we'll show you how to balance it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the difference. They're all hardworking. They all need to be respected. But the work-at-home mom will always wish to generate monetary profit for her efforts. What does that mean? She wishes to get paid for her work. That's what that means, okay? She still wants to be home with her children. She still wants to, you know, cook the meals and be there for all the plays and soccer games. But she also would like to generate an income as well.
I like how you said
it.
Do
you like it?
I do.
Okay.
And I just
now,
want to
I don't know about you, but money was scarce for me. What about you?
Oh, yes. Like you said, okay. Everybody just assumes. Well, I think it is, as soon as you say you're staying at home, people assume that you have got some, you know, huge fat account.
Yeah.
And it doesn't always work out that way. I mean, it didn't, you know, it just made more sense for me to stay at home, and that's what I wanted to. I didn't want somebody else raising my child. I didn't, you know, I was older. You know, I'm 18, 19, 20, whatever, having a kid. I've already done the fun things in life, and I've worked in an office, sort of. I've worked for other people.
There you go.
But I wanted to be with my children. But
yeah.
Like you said, I also wanted some. The difficulty, I think, is for a lot of women, especially when they're older, is that all of a sudden they're financially dependent.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the one thing that was very difficult for me.
Yeah,
so like you
that
said,
was
being,
for me, too. Yeah.
Yeah, being able to generate an income and, like, you know, go off and, you know, on occasion and have a manicure, pedicure, or just buy something without having to route it through my husband all the time.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? And my husband was really great with it, but I almost felt guilty
mm-hmm.
if I threw in, like, mascara when I was grocery shopping. You know, I almost felt like, well, here I got, you know, a $6 mascara. I know it wasn't on the list, but I really needed some.
Oh, I totally
some,
feel
you know.
Bad about that. Never mind the fact when I had my own job and my own life, you know, it was all about me. I didn't buy my mascara at the grocery store.
Yeah, exactly.
You
I
know, all
either.
Of a sudden I'm like, I'm feeling guilty about, like you said, buying the $6 mascara. You know, we're ways away from my Bobbi Brown mascara, which I like.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Man, I used to go to the MAC counter and get my $40 mascara.
Tell me about it.
So
we're working towards that again.
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm going. So, yeah, you know, that guilt. And then sometimes I also felt kind of bad that, you know, my husband would come home and be so tired,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then all the bills and, you know,
mm-hmm.
I just like, oh, come on, Renee, you could do something.
Yeah.
I'm smart. I could do something. So, yeah, I think for me it was also, you know, just wanting to contribute.
Yeah.
You know, I just wanted to be, I wanted it to be a partnership again. You know,
yeah, that's good.
I wanted to contribute. So I'm really glad that I did. And I'm glad that I found
you. I just want new furniture.
Yeah. You want new furniture?
Yeah.
I want new furniture. I want...
Dan can pay all the bills he wants. I just need new stuff.
Yeah, I need a pool. I definitely need a pool.
Oh, you are.
I told you we moved into this new community, and it's like a pool community. Oh. We're like the only house in the community that doesn't have a pool.
Well, that's good. You can use your neighbor's pool.
No, they haven't invited me over yet, but maybe after they hear this, they will.
Yes.
Invite us. We'll come.
Yes. Should we insert now our caller comment line?
Yeah.
Do you have a phone number? Do you want me to say it?
What number?
Okay,
no,
then our listener comment line, Renee. Okay, so anybody who listens, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this. So you can call in and leave us a message at 206-337-1077, and it will be posted to our podcast site so everybody can hear it as well.
Oh, that would be so cool. I'd like to hear if anyone else has got some kind of misconceptions that they're getting.
Yeah, exactly. Any misconceptions that you hear, we'd love to hear.
You know, you're getting tired of hearing about it. Just voice it here, and we'll get it posted for you.
Yeah. Here, let me give that number again, 206-337-1077.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Renee.
Oh, thank you. That was fun.
Yeah,
I'm not afraid to podcast now.
Yay, it was Renee's first podcast.
Woo-hoo! Tell me what you think.
Yes, tell us what you think of that as well. Once again, 206-337-1077. And you can also reach Renee if you want to email her comments at Renee, R-E-N-E-E, at momsmakingmoney.org.
Okay.
All right.
For next month, Everyday Life.
All right, looking forward to it, Renee.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.